Hey guys, I don't know if you're like me, but I love Count the Dings and everything it has to offer. I just can't find everything I need. You know, I know about Cinephobe, and I know about the mailbag, and I know about Bomb, but that's all we do, right, Amin?
No, we do so much more.
What?
Yeah, absolutely. If you sign up, patreon.com/countthedings, you'll find a plethora of other content, fresh content, extended content, the OG pod overflow, the Cinephobe cold opens that we've taken and made their own thing to live only there, the Rewatchingtons, Bomb in its full and unadulterated cut, early drops of Cinephobe episodes, and so much more.
Said the OG pod. Now, is it new or is it old?
Mace, I'm glad you asked that. It is a new incarnation of the old OG pod.
Oh.
So it's me, Zach, Trey, Waz, Tom.
I love those guys.
Just like we always were, going back to the True Hoop days, we're recreating that magic, recapturing it, and putting it back out. We're talking hoops, we're talking pop culture, and most importantly, we're talking for 40 minutes for free, but then another specific Patreon exclusive segment for every one of those episodes.
Funny enough about that OG pod, you're getting Tom and Trey on Mondays, you're getting me and Waz, aka Zosny, on Wednesdays. Amin's floating in between.
I'm a floater.
You never know when you're gonna get Amin in those, so you gotta listen to them all.
And what if I'm not sure what Maze looks like, because I've always thought he's a fat man with a fedora, he's got a weird voice. How can I see for myself what this Maze character actually looks like?
It's crazy you don't know the answer to this because it's the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page.
What?
The CT5s on the Cinephobe Pod YouTube page. You can look at all of us.
You can get all the OG pods on YouTube too, at Count the Dings 1 on YouTube, at Cinephobe Pod on YouTube. Patreon.com/countthedings gets you everything all in one feed. You can link it to your Spotify. And now enjoy the show.
Hey, listener, Underdog Fantasy is the easiest place to play fantasy sports. Also, the fastest growing fantasy app in the industry. You can play Pick'em, pick whether your favorite players will have a higher or lower total in each stat for this week's games for a chance to win big. You can actually win up to 100 times your money in a single night. That's right. I didn't say 10. I didn't say 20. Up to 100 times your money. Pick between 2 and 5 players, build a pick 'em entry. My favorite feature, you can make rivals picks. Pit 2 players against each other. Wembanyama versus Nikola Jokic. Tim Hardaway Jr. versus Norm Powell. Kawhi Leonard versus Steph Curry. Who knows? Maybe Grayson Allen versus Pat Connaughton. You get where I'm going with that. You can do it all with Underdog Fantasy. Make sure you sign up today with the promo code DING. That's D-I-N-G. And get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Visit underdogfantasy.com or find them in the app store. And don't forget to register with our promo code DING, D-I-N-G, to get your first deposit doubled up to $100, as well as an instant pick'em special. Must be 18 or older and present in a state where Underdog Fantasy operates. Terms apply. Concerned with your play? Call 1-800-522-4700 or visit www.ncpgambling.org.
This episode is brought to you by Bumble. So, you want to find someone you're compatible with, specifically someone who's ready for a serious connection, totally open to having kids in the future, is a tall, rock-climbing Libra, and loves rom-coms with vegan pizzas on Tuesdays just as much as you do. Bumble knows that you know exactly what's right for you. So, whatever it is you're looking for, Bumble's features can help you find it. Date now on Bumble.
Welcome to another fun-filled episode of Black Opinions Matter, motherfucker. My name's Amino Hassan. I'm joined, as always, by Black Trey, by Juju Gotti, and Big Jerv. Got a hell of a show for you guys today. We're going to talk about Mike Tyson versus Jake Paul, Logan Paul. I still can't tell them niggas apart. One of the Paul brothers. They're going to fight. It's going to be on Netflix. Is this a real fight? We're going to get into that. We're also going to talk about being done with the 80s. We're done with the 80s. and, you know, some of the basketball shit behind that. What's the craziest advice you ever got in order to get waves, to have waves in your hair? This is a very black male topic today, so bear with us. It's some crazy shit. Also, what's the etiquette on taking a dump on the road? You know what I mean? Playing a road game, away game with the lady. You'll be surprised about my etiquette. The guys were all shot. And of course, being roasted by comedians. Trey's got a Kevin Hart story. I got a Russell Peters story. I got a Mike Epps story. Being roasted by comedians is, you know, because Schultz roasted Meek this week in Philadelphia. So what's the etiquette on that? We got some fun stories for you guys. But first, patreon.com/countthedings. That's where you get all the extra content. The OG podcast, we're doing those 2 a week now, right? With basketball analysis from the people that you know and love and give you basketball analysis for years. Also, Cinephobe, special edition episodes. That's right. There are episodes y'all haven't heard yet. The other day, someone asked me on Cameo to do Space Jam 2 with LeBron. And then I said, guess what? Already done did it. Did it like a week after it came out. So you go there, patreon.com/countthedings. It's all there, all of them in the archive. Plus, you get access to the Discord. You get access to the watch-alongs, whether we're watching NBA games, whether we're watching movies together for Cinephobe. There's so much content that comes with the Patreon. Patreon.com/countthedings. Make sure you're locked in. All right, let's start with a very delicate question. What do you do when someone you kind of just met asks you to share their OnlyFans link? So let me ask you guys a question. If someone you just met, I mean, you literally just met one time at random, you were at a bar, they're at a bar, strike a conversation, whatever, say, oh, whatever, da-da-da, exchange IG info, like, cool. And then, like, maybe you do, like, a week of, like, the little reacting to different stories, ha-ha, whatever, you know.
Fire emoji.
Show like a dip, like, you know, they're just like you're laying the groundwork, right? And then this motherfucker, within like a week of you meeting them and a week of this very casual, mild interaction, asks you, hey, can you share my OnlyFans link?
Oh, I mean, that's kind of friend support. Depending on what your relationship
dog,
is.
It doesn't matter what, like, well, I guess it depends on what a relationship is, but I'm just like
sharing one aspect, like post it to your page or like yeah, share it like, to the homies.
Put on my story.
Why would I advertise that? Like, that's bold.
That's insane. It is insane. Yeah. Like,
I said, I got a friend in porn, bro, and I still wouldn't like retweet the video.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
no. Like, I wouldn't be like, hey, check out my friend. Like, she got some new videos out. No.
If you send me the clips, I'll send it to the homies, though. I'll put it in all the group chats.
Do you respond? That's how I should respond? Oh, send it to all
put it in the group chats.
I'll tell her. I'll send it to all my boys.
I think that's the best promotion. Here's the word of mouth. I shared it with a couple people. That's it. You ain't gotta say where it went. You just say, hey, I shared it with a couple people
that are your target audience.
You know I love the target audience.
Yeah, your target audience. Okay. I didn't waste it frivolously on social media so that millions of people, or not millions, a couple hundred people or thousands of people can like it, DM and be like, hey, what the hell? Nope. I sent it to a core group of individuals that I said, yeah, this is your lane right here, brothers and sisters.
Yeah, that's kind of crazy, man. That's a bold thing.
It's a bold ask, man. You know what else? You know where she's from?
Canada?
Philly.
Oh, Philly.
Oh, you should have left with that.
Shout out to Philly, man.
Yeah.
Philly's having a great week, man. Shout out to Drea, bro.
Oh, are they having a great week? Oh,
that's a great week. That's not a bad week.
Great week.
That's a great week, man.
Wait, she's from the crib?
Yeah, she's from the crib.
Oh, I didn't know that shit.
Is Meek this week or is that last week?
That was last week, bro. Come on, man, don't do that. Don't do that. You was moving and shaking, yo. You missed out on the week. We're not about to revisit. We're not about to put Philly down 0-3 again,
Did y'all at least play the Andrew Schultz? Y'all see the Andrew Schultz?
No, that came out after.
Okay, that so Schultz.
Sure, where's Reading, Pennsylvania? Where's Reading?
Redding, my brother. Redding, Pennsylvania.
I mean, because normally LA, I mean, in California, we got a Redding and it's spelled differently.
No, I hear you. And it's, I totally understand. I just didn't want you to be talking to. Probably about like 45 minutes to an hour from Philly, outside of Philly, depending on where you're at.
That's where she's from.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. Oh,
yeah.
Wow.
Drea, not the
wow, out of Redding, Pennsylvania. Okay.
Mm-hmm. Shouts to Chris Brown bringing us to introducing us to her. Chris Brown's the first person to bring us to her.
Hey, shout out to Chris Brown,
Chris Breezy. So anyway, so as I was saying, so Andrew Schultz has a stand up he's got to do in Philly. This is like the weekend of the shit is all popping. So this is all like, this ain't no premeditated shit. This is like, he just came out there and he basically said, well, we can clip it, right? Can we clip it?
Hold on. I'm looking for it right now. I got you.
Okay. It's on his Instagram. And the reason why I want to bring it up, I don't just play his shit because I want to read Meek's response to, where's you at, Juju? You in Tahoe or some shit, man?
You feel me? I'm a Carmen San Diego in Central Pay, man. We outside, man.
That's good views, man. You see you see the height of that room?
Yeah.
You see that window?
That's a golf course, by the way. I can just tell.
I'm in Miami. You feel me? Still for the show. Yeah. Coming down for that Oscar situation they got.
The Oscar situation, but that's not. I'm gonna just say this. That don't look like the Elser.
Nah, it ain't.
That's what I'm saying. I'll be knowing the views now, nigga. Derp, you need me to send it to you?
Nah, I got it right here.
That nigga look like he's struggling. Right.
Yo, y'all gotta relax, yo. Y'all gotta relax. Hold on, let's get it. Boom. Boom. And boom. So there we go. Boom.
I do not think Meek is gay, but he is incredibly bad at proving he's straight. He is maybe the worst in history at doing that. When someone accuses you of being gay, you don't get on Twitter and go, I love pussy so much, it's so juicy and wet, it's my favorite thing to put my dick in. I just put my dick in and it squeezes my dick in, it's so juicy and it's so wet. He was like, I even had sex with a girl in a period. That's how you know I love women.
Savage.
He tweeted that and I was like, oh, he thinks that's disgusting. And you know who else thinks that's disgusting? The gays! Nah, but shout out Meek, bro. Shout out Meek, man. He's done a lot of amazing things in prison reform, right? Getting all them gay dudes out so he can suck their dicks proud of us. Bunch of fine ass motherfuckers in jail. We need them on the streets so I can bust them cheeks.
That's like the fucking pinnacle Andrew Schultz, man.
I didn't find that funny.
You're wilding, bro.
So, you're so sophisticated. Like,
I'm gonna tell you what's funny.
Dang, I'm gonna tell you why it's funny. It's funny because it starts out with like, yo, Meek's gay, and that's all the shit that everyone, the same jokes everyone making, right? But what Schultz is really good at is like making it seem like the joke is over and then fucking re-racking that shit even higher. And that's what he did there. He's like, okay, but nah, but seriously, man, start doing a lot for prison reform, give it up, whatever. You know what them gay dudes on the season can suck their dicks and shit. That's he fucking took that shit 17 floors higher than what the original joke was. That's the shit for me. That's the fucking the comedic genius to me. No, but the funniest shit is Meek responded. And he tweeted, and this thing is just someone take his phone for real. His response was mad crying, laughing emojis, right? And then he said, the first time I laughed at being gay, but don't whip me in real life, I may swing. Like, now I know what he was trying to say.
Bruh.
He's trying to say that's the first time I ever laughed at these gay rumor allegations because that shit makes me funny. But don't try that shit with me because I might swing, I might fight. The problem is when you say the first time I laughed at being gay, but don't whip me in real life, I may swing, nigga. That means like,
bruh.
That means you hey.
I mean, still he still said he gonna swing. So
no, nigga, no,
he still
nigga,
can't take a joke.
No, Trey.
I mean, I understand what you're saying. He didn't translate it right, but I'm saying he still said he gonna swing on this nigga with his team. Like I'm still trying to understand, which is corny because again, I watched the fucking Mike Epps, all the smoke shit. Yeah, no, all the smoke. I haven't got to that special shit, and he was basically saying like. You know, like he didn't want to take it that far. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like he's like, I could say jokes about everybody else, but this person is gonna take it way too serious. Which I feel like Schultz did his job as a comedian, bro. Anybody he doing a comedian spot, bro. He not personally attacking you like this. You just happen to be a part of the set. And as Mike Epps was saying, like, bro, like Shannon Sharp, you're trying to take this shit way too personal with me, and it can go escalate because it's people that really love me. And the same thing as Meek is like. Nigga, Schultz really ain't got a problem with you, bro.
No.
You just happen to be the topic of the week. You know what I mean? But now you're talking about seeing him, I'm a swing on him. And like, that's, you can't play, you can't dish jokes and not be able to take them.
I think that's a joke. I think that's a joke too. I think me just, you know what I mean? I'm gonna see him.
He's not swinging on Schultz.
Right. You know
what I mean? He definitely not. You know, listen, first of all, no niggas is not, unless you snap, I don't think a lot of niggas is fighting no more. You get what I'm saying?
Because it's
so much to lose now. Go ahead.
Not even Bossa Nova. Is your mic selected? I think you might be coming through the computer speakers.
This nigga want to produce the show now.
He's right,
but he said Bossa Nova. I thought this nigga was going to tell the crazy story about that one time when motherfucking...
I busted a nigga in Tyler the head Perry. Last night with a bottle and shit because he was talking shit.
I thought I hit Tyler Perry on the head with a bottle last night. I thought he was some crazy shit. This nigga's on the run. The Bossa Nova picture Mike now. All right, get checked.
I definitely thought he had a story behind that. I was
like, I can't hear the difference. Good job, Juju. Thanks, man.
This nigga high off his ass, man. Look at
the producer didn't even catch that shit.
So Trey, you were saying?
Yeah, but I'm just saying, like, I mean, I think it's whack that motherfuckers can't take a joke because, like, I'm never going to get mad at a comedian because I know that's their job. Like, if it's a random motherfucker going off, cool, because I'm like...
I told you, Mike Epps sat there and roasted my ass for, like, fucking 5 straight minutes in Indiana, man. I just have to laugh and take that shit, nigga. Yeah, what was I supposed to do?
Do y'all sit front row at comedy shows?
Yeah,
or like front table or whatever.
I'm fine with that. Did I ever tell y'all the Kevin Hart story?
No.
Nah.
So this is like, I want to say 2010. He was on, but it was like he wasn't mega star Kevin Hart at this moment.
Yeah.
And I guess one of the homies knew him randomly. I'm like, how the fuck you know Kevin Hart? He like, yo, he said Kev and da da, you know what I'm saying? So I'm like, all right, bro, we go to the comedy show. This nigga sits right in the front.
Mm.
So he get through the whole shit. He don't say nothing. He don't like pick on niggas. He get through his whole set. So then we meet him on the side. And I said some shit, but I was like trying to be funny. The nigga kind of like fake laughed and roasted me. You know, like when you do, I don't even remember the joke, but like, you know, I wasn't like in the best shape, like to be doing all this, but I think I'm a funny nigga. So I'm like, all right, bro. Like I'm, you know, like, sure. Let me throw one of my little shits, bro. He cooked me. Right. But you know, niggas is extra because it's a comedian. Nigga putting a knee slap, like putting gloves on, and his whole and his hoes right there too. So
you
it's
know
like
it is.
It's a lot, right? So I go back with another one, right? So I'm like, hey, he like, yeah. Hey man, come to come to the dressing room with us, like to party. The nigga close the door on me.
No, like everybody else walk in and you go,
hell nah.
He took it personal. But I will say this, he not a bitch ass nigga. He cool. Cause like at the time, my girlfriend, like 2 years later, I seen a nigga and I'm sitting at a table. Bro came and dapped me. She looking at me like, how the fuck you know Kevin Hart? And I couldn't really explain. I'm like, damn, bro rusted me, but like at least he a real nigga and he's still cool to that point. Right. He cooked me like, he really cooked me in front of a crowd.
He remembered you 2 years later, just off of that one meeting.
Off that one meeting, I couldn't be mad. I couldn't even be mad because it gave me so much clout in the like, in the, the essence of the club. Like,
I'm gonna tell you something. So I had me and my cousin. Y'all don't know y'all know Russell Peters. Russell Peters is like one of the biggest comedians in the world. This nigga does stadiums all over the world and shit. Right? He came to Phoenix
from the Middle East.
He's Canadian. He's Canadian, but his parents are Indian, and he grew up like in the hood. So he grew up with a bunch of Jamaicans and shit like that. So Russell, this is before he really blew up. Like he's like big enough to do like comedy club tours, but like he hasn't done like the stadium status. So he comes to Phoenix, and he's like the whole audience is either white people or Indian people. Man. Only two black people in the crowd is me and my cousin. So this motherfucker was like, you guys only two black people? Like, yeah, I guess so. He's like, yeah, but y'all look weird. Y'all ain't no regular black. Yeah.
Oh my God. You had the tiger on your shirt?
So then he's like, no, not that. He's like, he's looking like ethnically, where are y'all from?
Oh my God.
Y'all look like, weird. Y'all don't look regular black. Yeah. And so we tell him, by the way, Mike Epps did the same shit. Mike Epps said the same shit to me and started fucking talking in Arabic. He's like, yo, it was just kind of lit because at first he was just saying like hello and shit like that. And he's like, yo, so you got the Mercedes? Mercedes means gun. So you got the strap. I was like, oh shit, man. Like, so the dude said, he started saying like some things about Sudan. I'm like, oh, that's pretty cool, whatever. So he's like, so y'all Muslim too? Like, yeah, okay. So then for the rest of the show, because he does a lot of crowd work. Anytime you want to make a joke about black people or Muslims or terrorists, or it's just authentic. It just came. The whole show, bro, was just us. But it was the best fucking time ever, man, because you feel like you getting this. This is a show everybody else get to watch. Right. I'm living this shit, man. And of course, like you said, Trey, you got to have the attitude of, man, it's just a fucking comedy show, bro.
That's it. You got to leave. You can't take it personal, bro.
You can't take it personal.
Right. All that trying to fight niggas and all that. Like, nah, man. Right.
Wait.
That's the worst thing ever.
Before we, because I felt like y'all about to go to a new topic, I just want to revisit one thing. Trey, what was your reaction when he shut the door in your face?
So you know how, like, there's a hidden camera, you know, you watching like The Office and shit.
Yeah.
It felt like that, like as if I could look to the crowd, like I didn't know what else to do. You know what I'm saying? Cause it was just funny. Cause like he was laughing. He's like, and boom. And I was like, oh shit. Like, all right, I'm about to go to the car. I text the homies like, hey bro, I'm about to, cause the homies went with bro. You know what I'm saying?
And no, when nobody said shit,
nobody said nothing.
Nah, that's
the homies ain't come. The homies gotta get you.
No, but you also gotta understand this.
White people?
Nah, not black people. That's the Mango Crew. The Mango Crew. You know, the crazy thing about it too is like, I don't know if we ever. I mean, we've had those stories about how to get in and having the weak link in the middle, right?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
There's another conversation in itself of like, nigga, you shouldn't have, you know what I mean? Like leaving niggas out. Like it'd be like that sometimes. Like it's a niggas that you probably wouldn't want to hang out with no more, but that shit has happened plenty of times where niggas just got, you know, like, hey bro, you got caught out there. I can't do nothing for you. You know what I'm saying? Cause I just had to do this shit the other day with the homie. I'm like, bro, you are a space cadet. Get in the middle, bro, because you the type of nigga to not, he won't even say nothing, Juju. He the nigga that the nigga stop, be like, hey, bro, like, you don't look cool enough to even get in here. He'll be like this.
Yeah.
niggas is already in the sea of people, so you're not even, and then you probably ain't got no service. You got a lot of shit going. And right. Nigga like, hey, bro, where was you at? The nigga sitting outside on the bench.
Damn, bro.
That's
you
funny.
Ain't say nothing. You thought you was behind us the whole time. So I had to put this nigga, like, I'm like, we're not doing this again. You're going to get in the middle. Don't say nothing. Just walk. Just walk. I took a mean advice. I told the nigga, I said, just act like you, nigga, act like you supposed to be here. He couldn't help it. Because he like,
no, come on.
I'm like, bro, what are we doing? What are we doing?
Man. Yo, real quick on the topic of being roasted by comics, me and Juju went to some open mic shit or whatever in Miami. On the red, you forgot about that shit, huh?
I forgot about that shit.
Them, like, there was a couple of funny people there, but like the first couple of comedians that came up were tragically bad, and then they try to come fucking fuck with Juju because you know Juju is a very unique looking individual. Okay. So Juju just—it was funny because the dude really didn't fucking come at you that hard. It was just kind of like,
Did you buddy love him?
Oh, he went, like, imagine, like, a little light, like, hey, so what are you guys doing here? Oh, so you're not on a date? Like, because we had some girls with us, too. Oh, you're not on a date? Oh, just a regular friendly thing. And this nigga, Juju, just went, like, straight, like, loud and pointing at that nigga.
Oh, man, he went Nutty Professor on this nigga.
Oh, he went Nutty Professor. And it was funny, too. And Juju, if I might say this, you were funny, but I think you low-key ruined the show. Because after that, I'm going to tell you why, Trey. Because there was some drunk niggas at another table that when they started picking on them, them niggas started talking and they wouldn't shut the fuck up after that. And and they weren't funny. It was just like the drunk nigga thing. But it all started because the comedian done fucked up his air of fucking superiority by picking on the wrong nigga. I was just like,
bro, you can't came straight out, bro. That's what I'm saying, bro. You can't come straight
out.
He
started with
directly at me. Like, now I feel like, oh, you trying me, kind of like, bro. This room ain't big enough for all that. You know?
it was like,
get out of heaven ass.
Everyone was roasting his hair. He roasted his clothes. The nigga Juju went like, it was really like Buddy Love, Trey. You're right.
Yeah, that's what I exactly thought about. When
my nigga thought he was going to just get a quick little joke off, get a little ha ha ha.
That's the hilarious part because I knew that's what he was trying to do. He was just trying to get the shit started, and it's just like a little ah here, and then move around the room. This nigga Juju,
bro,
the wrong ingredients was around. All that was missing was Juju to get up, stand up, and grab the mic, and then now it's my fucking show.
That nigga said the wrong ingredients was around. That's so fucking funny, bro.
And everybody out there listening, man, send some prayers and some love, man, to our brother Jason, man. He had a loss this week, man. We love you, bro. We thinking about you, and we really care for you, man.
Yeah, yes, tough one. Like his cousin, right?
His
little cousin, and so that's always, it's hard to lose people, but it's even harder, I think, when you're losing people that are younger than you. That's got to be something that shake you up. And then shout out also to all of our listeners who have family members back in Haiti. I know things are getting crazy out there right now. You know, obviously. Our brother Waz has family over there, so we got, and I know a lot of other people who do too. So hopefully this shit dies down in some way and y'all find a way through it. So shouts out to everybody. For Jerv, for Juju, for Trey, I'm Amino Hassan reminding you to stay black, motherfucker, and also tap into that Patreon.